رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Regarding the significance of Durood Sharif, it has been mentioned that once upon a time, five travelers came in the court of Hazrat Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Fariduddin Ganjashakar, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alay, and said, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh. Hazrat Fariduddin Ganjashakar Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi replied to their salam and requested them to sit. As they sat, they mentioned, Hazrat, we are travelers and we are going to visit the Holy Kaaba. We are going to Makkatul Mukarrama, but yet we are going on this spiritual journey. We don't have any money to spend. Allahu Akbar. After listening to this, Hazrat Khaja Fariduddin Ganjashakar Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali performed muraqabah. And after some time, he lifted his head and picked up some dated seeds which were next to him. He took them in his hand and he gave all those five travelers. When he placed it in their palms, they were astonished as to what are we going to do with this seeds. This has no value. We asked in his court for money, for some kind of sorting out our expenditure, our expenses. But this great personality had just given us date seeds. Allahu Akbar. When they were looking at it astonishedly, and when they were amazed by this, Shaykhul Islam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali said, look at it properly. Allahu Akbar. Now, when they sow those seeds, it is no more seeds. Rather, they have turned into golden dinars, golden coins. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Shaykh Badruddin Ishaq Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali then after mentioned that when Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali gave those seeds to those five travelers, he had read the Durood Sharif and blew, he made dam on those seeds, and through the barakah and blessings of the Durood upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, those seeds had turned into golden coins. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya nabiy Allah. Respected viewers of Madani channel, we would like to welcome you to this beautiful silsilas on Madani channel, the laws of salah. Alhamdulillah. Previously, we had just mentioned in our previous episodes the 33 makruhate tanzihi of salah. And before that, we had covered many, many aspects of salah. Today, inshallah, we are going to discuss the rules of imamat, the condition of a muqtadi, the person who is following an imam, Subhanallah, there are many things for us to learn, but before we learn, before we listen to anything, there should be some reason and purpose of you gaining ilm deen. So if we have good intentions in our heart, then there will be reward. As our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam had mentioned in a hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali, that the intention of a believer is greater than his action. So if your intention is this, that, oh Allah, I am seeking ilm deen to attain and gain your pleasure, then surely there is reward for you. So if you are doing a good act, have a good intention so that you may be rewarded for this great act that you are doing. And inshallah azza wa jal, I also make good intention that I am going to teach ilm deen to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had also mentioned in a hadith, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَا, convey on my behalf even if it is a single verse. Subhanallah, you make this intention that you will watch this episode, the silsila, from beginning to end, and whatever good you hear, you will practice upon them as well as teach it to others, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabiyullah. So dear viewers of Madani channel, in regards of imamat, as this topic is extremely important, the topic of imamat, the conditions of following an imam, the importance of jama'at, congregational prayer, yet we had spoken on this topic in the previous episodes. We had a very vast, lengthy topic in regards of this. As well as inshallah, today we will speak about the 20 valid reasons of missing jama'at. We had spoken regarding the importance of jama'at, the importance of performing your prayer with a congregation. But inshallah, today we will give those valid reasons. We will learn those reasons due to which jama'at can be missed and one would not be a sinner. Allahu Akbar. As well as today we are going to learn about witr salah, inshallah azza wa jal. So, therefore, there are 6 preconditions of imamat for leading those who are not disabled. Leading those who do not have shari'i disability. The pre-Sikh conditions include being a Muslim with correct Islamic beliefs, being an adult, being sane, being a male, being correct in recitation of the Holy Quran, not being disabled. Now the conditions of following an imam, what conditions are those when following the imam? Come, let us learn about this. Number one, making the intention. This was also discussed in the previous episodes, but alhamdulillah, this is like a kind of repetition, so that those who had not watched or not heard about these specific rules and regulations, inshallah, this is the time. Don't only listen, but rather diarize them, inshallah, so that you may captivate the knowledge in writing, so that whenever you need to teach it to others, inshallah, you would have the correct wordings, inshallah, azza wa jal. So intention of the muqtadi. Doing iqtida, act of following an imam, and making its intention at the time of tahreema. The intention can be made before tahreema as well, provided no such irrelevant act that separates the intention at tahreema is done. The imam as well as muqtadi being in the same place, the salah of both the imam as well as the muqtadi has to be the same. All muqtadi salah has to be inclusive in imam's salah. Subhanallah. According to the muqtadi school of thought, imam's salahs being valid, the imam as well as muqtadi's considering the salah valid. A woman's not standing next to a man. A woman should not be standing next to a man, next to the muqtadi, subject to a certain condition. Muqtadi is not being ahead of the imam. Muqtadi is being away of imam's intiqalat, transitions. Muqtadi is knowing that the imam is resident or a traveler. This is also important for the muqtadi to know whether the one who is leading the salah is a musafir, is he a traveler, or is he a resident of that area. Subhanallah. Muqtadi is participating in performing the units of salah. Muqtadi is being equivalent or inferior to compared to imam in performing units of salah. Similarly, muqtadi is not being superior to imam in attributes of salah. So these are the things, these are those conditions that a imam and muqtadi should have in them. After understanding and learning the conditions of salah, of muqtadi and imam, there's one important announcement that the imam should make after iqamah. As these days, it is extremely necessary. It is necessary because we find in the masajid, sometimes, whether in the masajid or out of the masjid in the area where jama'at, congregational prayer is taking place, the safs and the rows are not straight. Or people do not know that it should be straight. So it is better that the imam should make the following announcement after iqamah. What should the imam say? Imam should say, straighten the saf, the row, by positioning your heels, neck and shoulders in the same alignment. Leaving space between two men is a sin. Imam should mention this, that one should not leave gap and space between two muqtadis. Making the shoulders touch with others is wajib. Straightening the saf is wajib. Unless the front saf is complete up to its end, deliberately starting salah at the rear saf, at the back saf, is the abandonment of a wajib, haram and a sin. Do not let minors, age less than 15 years, who are nabaligh, not matured, stand in the saf. Nor ask them to stand at the corners of the saf. They should not join the saf in the middle, or don't even tell them that you are a minor, so stand in the corner of the saf. Allahu Akbar. The saf for minors should be made at the end. Subhanallah. So, dear viewers of Madani channel, we see in these days in the masajid, youngsters, children, that mashallah, their fathers are training them to go and perform salah in the masjid. But one should know this rule and regulation that if my son is coming to the masjid, where should I make him stand? There is places for children to stand. There are different situations where the children should stand if they come to the masjid. So these rules and regulations should be in place so that no one is a sinner. Therefore, it is wajib for a sane adult, free and capable person to attend the primary jama'at of the masjid. The one missing jama'at even once without a valid reason is a sinner and deserving of punishment. Allahu Akbar. This as well has already been mentioned in the previous episodes, dear viewers of Madani channel. But however, if he abandons jama'at many times, he is a transgressor and unqualified to give evidence, and he will be punished severely. Allahu Akbar. His shahadat will not be accepted. He will be punished. And he is a transgressor. So missing jama'at deliberately, without a valid reason, is a grave sin, dear viewers of Madani channel. When will we be enthusiastic, have this jazbah, this love for jama'at, that we may be able to give up everything of the dunya, everything of this world, your business aside, your commitments aside, everything should be one side. When the call of prayer is given, we should have this love for salah, that we should be able to leave everything and rush towards the masjid. And with khushu and khudu, with fear and humility in the heart and body, we should perform our salah. Subhanallah. If his neighbors remained silent, did not adopt any strategy to reform him, they will also be sinners. This is how big, this is what a big sin this is. That even if your neighbors knew that you do not perform salah with jama'at, and he did not, with hikmati amali, with wisdom, correct you, give you some tarbiyat, and tell you that you should perform. If the neighbor did not alert you and tell you that you should perform jama'at, with, you should perform your salah with jama'at, even he will be a sinner. Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers of Madani channel, these are the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The great companions, Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, never used to miss their jama'at. And we follow the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Then why do we miss jama'at? Jama'at is one thing that we miss. Many people, Allah forbid, don't even perform salah. Jama'at is one thing and performing salah is another thing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability and tawfiq to perform our salah, our daily 5 times salah with jama'at, inshaAllah azza wa jal. Some of the honorable scholars, rahimahumullahu ta'ala, say that the one waiting for iqamat, staying at home having heard the adhan, is a sinner and his evidence will not be accepted. Allahu Akbar. This is how strict Sharia is. That if you have heard the adhan and you are waiting for iqamah, staying at home, you will go to the masjid. But you are waiting for the iqamah to go, then you will go to the masjid. In this case as well, his evidence will not be accepted. So dear viewers of Madani channel, if till today you were a person that used to miss your jama'at deliberately, not perform salah in a congregation, then repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity. Repent in the court of Allah azza wa jal, for Allah is Rahman wa Rahim. And make tawbah and make this promise in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that now you will perform 5 times salah with jama'at. Let us learn about the 20 valid reasons for missing jama'at. One is to perform salah with jama'at, congregational prayer. Now we would learn some exemptions, some excuses, shari'i excuses for a person who misses jama'at. And they are 20. They are 20 valid reasons for missing jama'at. Number one, the patient having difficulty in getting to the masjid, a disabled person, the one whose leg has been cut, a paralyzed person, the one who is too old to get to the masjid, a blind person, even if there is someone who can take the blind person to the masjid by holding his hands, still, according to Sharia, he is exempted. If he misses his jama'at, he will not be a sinner. If there is heavy rain, due to which the person could not go to the masjid, too much mud, that is an obstruction for the musalli to get to the masjid, chilly weather, that he is scared that I may get sick, or he is uncomfortable to go to the masjid because of the weather, extreme darkness, or a tornado has happened, a tornado had come in his area, fear of the loss of possession of food, fear of a creditor, and he is not in the position of payback. Allahu Akbar. He owes somebody money. He has qarza on him. And he does not know how to pay his credit for. He does not have enough money. And he knows if I go to the masjid, the person who I owe this money to, he will see me and ask me for money and I will be ashamed. So for such person, he is also exempted according to Sharia. Fear of an oppressor. Or intense need of defecating, urinating, or passing wind. These are also exemptions in Sharia to miss jama'at. Presence of food with a severe desire of eating. That the food is present there and you are hungry. So, if you miss the jama'at because of this, that you were eating that food, then you are also exempted. Fear of the departure of a caravan. Looking after a patient who will be distressed and confused if the attendant goes to offer salah with jama'at. So this is also a shari'i exemption, that you are look after somebody who's sick, who's ill, is a patient. And if you go for jama'at, this person will be in distress and confused. He will face difficulties because you are not there for that moment in time. So for such a person as well, this is a shari'i reason. All these are the valid reasons for not attending the jama'at, dear viewers of Madani Channel. But this is commonly known that despite having these reasons, many still go to the masjid. And many who are totally free from all these exemptions still don't go to the masjid. Allahu Akbar. What kind of lovers are we of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Dear viewers of Madani Channel, remember the importance of jama'at, congregational prayer. It is not allowed at all to miss the primary jama'at. Listen very attentively, dear viewers of Madani Channel. It is not allowed at all to miss the primary jama'at of Fard Salah held in the masjid on account of attending iftar, dinner. If you are offering a dinner, or attending any kind of ceremonies, such as niyaz, meal served to send sawab to the saints, and naat reciting, etc., in case of holding the jama'at of taraweeh at home or in a hall or a mansion, it is wajib to offer the fard raka'at of isha salah with the primary jama'at in the masjid first, if there is a masjid in the vicinity. Allahu Akbar. So we had learnt that even if you are attending any function, any program, ceremonies such as niyaz, where sawab is sent to the pious awliyaullah, or listening to naat and praises of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, which is a good act, an act of thawab, subhanallah. But missing the primary jama'at in your vicinity, where there is a masjid place, there is a masjid available, and due to these reasons you miss your jama'at, you will be a sinner. Dear viewers of Madani Channel. But these things are commonly known these days, that despite being an Islamic environment for parties, celebrations, visitors, where there is no shari'i reason, or we are involved in a conversation, a talk, and that talk is also related to the dunya, or to business, or for meetings, these days, we miss our jama'at heedlessly, dear viewers of Madani Channel. What a bad act this is. Listen very attentively. Those not offering fard salah with the primary jama'at held in the masjid without a shari'i exemption, despite having the capability, should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They should fear. That fear should be instilled in them. Because there is an alarming saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, the one liking to meet Allah azza wa jal in the state of being a Muslim tomorrow, the day of judgment, should regularly offer these five salah with jama'at at the place where the adhan is uttered. For Allah Azza wa Jal has rendered Sunan-e-Huda as mashru' for your Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Salah with Jama'at is also one of the Sunan-e-Huda. If you give up the Prophet Sunnah, you will deviate from the right path. Allahu Akbar. This hadith that you have just heard, dear viewers of Madani Channel, indicates that the one offering Salah with the primary Jama'at of the masjid regularly will have good end. In other words, he will die with Iman, subhanAllah. His khatima and his death will be on Iman, whereas the one abandoning the primary jama'at of the masjid without a shari'i exemption is in the danger of dying in the state of a kufr, disbelief. So don't you fear this, dear viewers of Madani Channel. if we do fear from the bottom of our heart, this is the time that you should make tawbah, repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and make a promise that we will perform salah with jama'at as from today, inshallah. Come, let us once again recite this beautiful couplet together.
Main saath jama'at ke padhu saari namazein, main saath jama'at ke padhu saari namazein, Allah ibadat mein mere ko laga de, Allah har ibadat mein mere dil ko laga de.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah, wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya nabiyullah. So dear viewers of Madani channel, we learnt about the Imam and the Muqtadi, and we discussed the 20 valid reasons for missing Jama'at, as well as the importance of performing Salah with Jama'at, and fear of losing faith at the time of death for those who deliberately miss Jama'at or don't have the habit of performing the Salah with the congregational prayer. Now inshallah, let us move to the next subject in relation to this, and that is the 9 Madani pearls about Salah of Witr, as this is also a common issue that people are confused and asking questions in relation to Witr. So let us learn about 9 Madani pearls written by Amir Ahle Sunnat Bani Da'wat Islami Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Attar Radavi Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah in this beautiful book called The Laws of Salah. As I mentioned in the previous episodes as well, this book is a must for every home. Try and get your hands on this book as soon as possible and learn Ilm Deen for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, we should firstly know that Witr, Salah, is wajib. It is wajib. If the Witr Salah is missed, it is mandatory to offer it as qada. The time of Witr begins after the offering of the Fard of Isha and remains up to Subh-e Sadiq. You can only read your Witr Salah once you have read your Fard of your Isha Salah. And the time of the Witr remains right up to the rising of the dawn. Subhanallah. The one who cannot get up at night having slept, it is preferable for him to offer tahajjud. The one who can get up at night, it is preferable for him to offer tahajjud first and then witr salah in the later part of the night having woken up from his sleep. The witr salah consists of 3 rak'at. The first qada is wajib, reciting only tashahud and then stand up. When you in qa'da, which is wajib, recite tashahud only, at-tahiyyat, till the end, and do not recite durood. Rather, you should stand up for the third rak'at. In the third rak'at, it is wajib to utter the takbir-e-kunut after the qira'at. Just like takbir-e-tahreema, raise the hands up to the ears first and then utter Allahu Akbar for takbir-e-kunut. Then fold the hands and recite dua-e-kunut. Subhanallah. Thereafter, reciting durood sharif after dua-kunut is preferable. Those who cannot recite dua-e-kunut may recite Allahumma rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa kina azaban nar. O Allah Azza wa Jal, our Rabb Azza wa Jal, grant us goodness in the world and in the hereafter and save us from the torment of the fire. Subhanallah. If one does not know how to recite dua al-kunut, he can recite this. Or if they cannot even recite this, then it is mentioned that they can recite, Allahumma ghafir li. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive me. If someone forgot to recite Dua-i Kunut and bent for Ruku, he should not return to Qiyam. Instead, he has to do Sajdah Sahu. In case of offering Witr with Jama'at, as usually offered in Ramadan, if the Imam bends for Ruku before the Muqtadi finishes Dua-i Kunut, the Muqtadi should also bend for Ruku, following the Imam without completing his Dua-i Kunut. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to become true namazis, true ashiqani rasool, following the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all our sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us true namazis and the lovers of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Don't forget to join us in the coming episodes. And what is our Madani mission? I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabi Allah.
Oh brother, namaz will help you, namaz will to see Allah. Oh brother, namaz will